Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We have got the challenger in Old Sydney Town. The grand old lady, the SCG, will host the Sixers, and they'll be hosting the Brisbane Heat after they made their way through to the challenger with the defeat of the Renegades. They beat the Thunder on Friday night. Well, they got through after the rain delay, but anyway, that's a separate issue. One of the stars of BBL 12 has come from nowhere in reality. It's an incredible story. He bowls quick left arm. He's a great sight to see in full flight as well. I'm talking about Spencer Johnson. He's been good enough to join me on the line today. G'day, Spencer.
G'day, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Mate, absolutely no problem whatsoever. What a story the Heat have been this year. There's been some incredible performances. There's been some disappointing ones. But overall, Spencer, how's the feeling in the group? There must be a fair bit of confidence with you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Boys are going well. The vibe in the dressing room, we're definitely up and about. So, we're ready to go Thursday night.
Hey, that game, I want to just go back to that game against Hobart just before you went into the finals. And obviously there was a real disappointment about that. And we've seen it with the Sydney Thunder when they were bowled out for 15. And one of the things that Trevor Bayliss did was walk in and say, right, I forget about that, let's get on with it. What did Wade Seckham do? What was the thing that the group addressed around that game and then moving into the finals?
We moved on pretty quickly. There was a brief chat in the change rooms, and that's cricket. That's T20 cricket. Don't always get it right. So we bounced back pretty quickly. All good.
Yeah. Hey, you've had an incredible story, mate. You seem to have come out of nowhere. You're bowling these Thunderbolts at 145 and you've got great shape on them as well. And everyone's sort of saying, where on earth has this guy been? And the story is incredible, Spencer. You better let us know about how is it that it's taken until you're 27 years of age to establish yourself as a star in Australian domestic cricket?
Thanks. Thanks for the kind words there. It's been a bit of a process. My journey's been different to most. As much as I would have liked to play in my early 20s, my body didn't allow that. So I've just been contracted in South Australia for the best part of 6 or 7 years. I've had a couple of stress fractures in my feet, a couple of surgeries, and then sort of come out the other side now at 27.
Am I right in saying, I read the article about you leading into Friday's game, am I right in saying that they put screws in your foot? It was an unusual injury. They put screws in your foot and your body rejected those screws? Tell us about that time.
That was a tough time there. They flew me to Sydney was meant to be the leading foot surgeon. He put some screws in, and after about 12 months, the body sort of started to reject the screws, and there's sort of an infection started, so they had to take them out. And then it was lucky enough that the holes healed, and now touch wood, it's been all good.
Yeah, you mentioned about how good the South Australian Cricket Association and the Adelaide Strikers have been for you, but unfortunately it just didn't work out from an injury point of view. How is it that you came to be at the Brisbane Heat?
As much as I would have loved to play for the Strikers, it didn't quite work out there. But early September, I came up to Brisbane and played some club T20s, and just to get a fresh set of eyes on me there. Lucky enough to have Marnus in my team, and had a couple of nice games there. And I think we went back to the coaches and said, I think we've got to have another look at this guy. Sure enough, I was lucky enough to get a contract with the Brizzy Heat.
Yeah, right. Just on that, I presume that was a one-year deal. What is the status now? Have you been re-signed, Spencer?
No, haven't. I do have next year, so it's not a two-year deal.
Right.
But, haven't seen any. I think we'll get through this year and then we'll reassess. We've got a game on Thursday we're thinking about. So I think we're just taking it one game at a time.
Yeah. Hey, that game on Thursday you mentioned, it's here at the SCG. We're going to call it across SEN. It'll go into New South Wales and Queensland like this program right now. Unfortunately, there's a couple of stars that are missing. Certainly Steve Smith won't be there for the Sydney Sixers, which is probably a bit of relief for you guys, the bowling team at the Brisbane Heat. But similarly, no Usman Khawaja, who's been superb, and no Manus Labuschagne, who's finding form as well. How confident are you that the guys coming in for Usman and Manus can get the job done?
Yeah, well, we also lose Matt Renshaw, he's been massive since coming back from the test squad. But yeah, I think Nathan McSweeney and Max Bryant, they'll come in, and I'm sure they'll do a good job for us. So yeah, we've definitely got the talent on our list.
Yeah. Hey, what's it like for you, Spencer? You mentioned you're 27 years of age, so you're to it later in your career, although there's still plenty of time left in that one. And there you are on Friday night, you're charging into bowl to David Warner, who's jumping around the crease a little bit because of what you're bowling. That must be a little bit surreal for you, to be sitting in a dressing room with Usman Khawaja and Manus Labuschagne. Do you pinch yourself a bit on that, Spencer?
Yeah, I think you've got to. We're pretty lucky. We're doing what we love. Bowling to Davey was quite surreal. I think I learned a fair bit bowling to him the other night. He was very busy at the crease.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were lucky the rain came, I think.
Yeah, that was most unfortunate. I think, well, they needed 38 off 13 and then the rain came again. So the Heat go through, but luck favours the brave, remember. Outside of cricket, mate, you must have been doing stuff over the last few years that gets you by. How do you fill your time? What's your job away from your other job, cricket?
Yeah, in South Australia, I'm lucky enough to have a really good mate and I guess boss as well in Trent Kelly, who I've probably got him to thank for where I am now. He sort of took me under his wing as a 20-year-old. He runs a turf business in Adelaide and worked a few days a week there in between cricket and just tied in nicely with training and all that sort of thing. So whenever I wanted to work, he was happy for me to work. So I'm very, very grateful for him.
So what was it, a turf business?
Yeah, so a bit of greenskeeping, rolling wickets in South Australia, just club ground.
Yeah, right.
Pretty straightforward.
Don't tell your hero's not Nathan Lyon or anything, is it? Because that's what he used to do when he went across to South Australia.
Yeah. I guess. I think he was at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sort of floating around club grounds whenever I can.
It's fantastic. You're playing in these huge matches. The Challenger on Thursday up against the Sydney Sixers. Spencer, you've made a real impact on BBL 12. It's a credit to you. Congratulations on your resilience and fighting back from those injuries and looking forward to calling you on Thursday. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.